SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It appears House Republicans are sticking together ahead of today's vote on formalizing the Biden impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he and his GOP colleagues are well aware of the gravity of the situation, adding that the White House has so far refused to cooperate.
It's a heavy authority that's given to the House, specifically to the House. That's where the power lies. And next to the declaration of war, you've all heard me say many times, I think it may be the heaviest power that we have. It's very, very serious business. It has to be conducted in that way.
Democrats are united as well. Not a single Democrat is expected to vote yes on advancing the inquiry into the president and the many questions surrounding his family's business affairs. On top of the tens of billions of dollars in aid the U.S. has already given to Ukraine, President Biden is sending another $200 million, and he seeks another $105 billion for Ukraine and Israel. On top of that,
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
But congressional Republicans are skeptical. They insist that any aid package include resources for securing America's borders. And some lawmakers say we don't have the money for these enormous aid packages, would require more borrowing from, among others, communist China. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli media reports at least seven Israeli soldiers have died in ambush in Gaza City. This is Israel's facing growing pressure to agree to a ceasefire. The UN General Assembly has voted to demand a humanitarian truce, while President Biden is criticizing Israel for what he calls its indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. Following the horrific October terrorist attack on Israeli civilians, Israel has vowed to crush Hamas. This is SRN News. It's been a big year for one ministry.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Wyoming, Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens holds a hearing tomorrow to choose between a trial or making a decision more quickly on a challenge to the state's ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. She put the ban on hold back in July. Meanwhile, the Wyoming Supreme Court is trying to decide whether to allow two lawmakers and Right to Life of Wyoming to intervene in another case designed to derail the ban. This is SRN News. A wildfire ravaged Hawaiian community is well along the road to recovery.
The heart of the historic town of Lahaina that burned in a wildfire that killed at least 100 people on Maui is reopening to residents and business owners holding day passes. The renewed access marks an important emotional milestone for victims of the August 8th fire, but much work remains to be done to safely clear properties of burned debris and rebuild. The unopened areas include Banyan Tree Park, which is home to a 150-year-old tree that burned in the fire but is now sprouting new leaves. John Scott reporting.
About 7 in 10 Asian American and Pacific Islanders in the United States believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. Only about 1 in 10 believe democracy is working extremely or very well. That's according to a new poll from AAPI Data and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More details, SRNNews.com.